Here's a cool fact. A crocodile can't stick out its tongue. Another cool fact, you can get short-term health insurance for a month or just under a year in some states. UnitedHealthcare short-term insurance plans are designed for people who are between jobs, coming off their parents' plan, or turning a side hustle into a full-time gig. Underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, they offer flexible, budget-friendly coverage with access to a nationwide network of doctors and hospitals. Get more cool facts about UnitedHealthcare short-term plans at uh1.com.
There's never been a faster or easier way to start your weight loss journey than with PlushCare. PlushCare accepts most insurance plans and gives you online access to board-certified physicians who can prescribe FDA-approved weight loss medications like Wegovy and Zepbound for those who qualify. Take charge of your health and speak with a board-certified physician about a weight loss plan that's right for you. Get started today at PlushCare.com/weightloss. That's PlushCare.com/weightloss. PlushCare.com/weightloss.
What three wrestling matches would you watch if you were stranded on a desert island? This is what I'm asking wrestling's best. In the ring, around the ring, behind the scenes, or behind a microphone. I'm Tom Campbell. Thank you for joining me on Cultaholic Island for another episode of Desert Island Graps. My guest today is Stephen Spice. Genuinely, one of the coolest and toughest lads I've ever spoke to. We're going to shoot the breeze over the next half an hour or so about wrestling and the matches he would choose to watch while stranded on a desert island. He's got some very strong opinions on Bill Goldberg as well, so get ready for those. But I want to take a moment to tell you a little bit more about Stephen before we get underway. Stephen is 10 years old. He's been diagnosed with Chiari Malformation Type 1. This is a rare brain disorder that only affects 0.1% of the world's population. Now, this means that Stephen's brilliant, creative brain is too big for his skull, and it causes pressure to build up, and it's caused problems with his neck and his spine, and it's made it difficult to walk, to swallow, and sometimes even just to breathe. He's had two brain surgeries in his young life. I think one brain surgery is enough for one person, but Stephen has had two, and the likelihood of more challenges still to come. Despite all of this, Stephen is every bit a champion. While some days are tougher than others, Stephen doesn't let it slow him down. He has amassed a huge following on social media, and he started his own YouTube channel. He's becoming one of wrestling's greatest interviewers as well. Don't believe me? Well, why don't you check out his channel and his interviews with guys like Roman Reigns and Kevin Owens and Edge.
WWE Hall of Famer and fellow Canadian, the Rated R Superstar,
So, Stephen, I got to be honest, I've never had an introduction like that. You said stuff that I didn't even know I won. So,
Stephen has been supported immeasurably by his amazing family and the great doctors and nurses of the Sick Kids Foundation. And he wants to help those who are fighting the same battles as him. Next month is Chiari Month. And through Stephen's hearts, he wants to help fund research into Chiari Malformation and empower his fellow Chiari warriors. If you'd like to find out more, head to fundraise.sickkidsfoundation.com/Stephen's Hearts. Again, there's a link in the description. Thank you to Stephen's mother for helping arrange what you're about to hear today. And a massive thank you, of course, to Stephen. It's an honor and a privilege to welcome you onto Cultaholic Island. And to check out your brilliant wrestling figure collection. Stephen Spice, how are you?
Good, how are you?
I'm good, how are you?
I'm good, how are you?
I'm good, how are you?
I've been here all day, I have no plans. I'm good, how are you?
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 Good. This is the interview for an hour. I'm glad you're good. Now, am I calling you Stephen? Am I calling you Stephen Spice? Or am I calling you what Roman Reigns called you? Am I calling you the promo king?
Whatever you want.
Why did Roman Reigns call you the promo king?
Promo kid.
The promo kid. Why did Roman Reigns call you the promo kid?
Because to get him, I had to cut a lot of promos.
Oh, can you give us a promo?
Brother.
Give us a promo that you cut Roman Reigns.
My brother has a lot of wrestling figures and a lot more wrestling stuff. But there's more Roman stuff. So, Roman Reigns, can you please set up a meet and greet for my little brother? He has autism and ADHD. He really loves your wrestling.
Oh, that's not. I like that. I like that. I like the way, Steve, because I've watched some of your interviews, and I love the way you interview people. I also like the way that you start interviews. I love the way you started the Edge interview. I think that was probably the best start to an interview I've ever heard. Did you come up with that off the top of your head, or did you have that written down?
Teamwork.
Teamwork. Okay.
Teamwork makes the wrestling work.
who was working with you on that? Can you
Mom.
Say? Oh, your mum was on that one. Nice. Nice work. Does she help you with your promos before? Your mum?
Yeah. She helped me with all of them.
She's good like that.
She's behind the camera just flipping the pages because my hands can't touch the paper.
I see. So she holds them up here and moves them.
No, they're just right here.
Oh, perfect.
Right on my left. And she just keeps on the floor.
Perfect. Now, we mentioned this before we started the interview. Behind Stephen is an amazing collection of wrestling figures. And that's not even the full collection, is it?
Nope.
Right.
I've still got a few down here. I've got a whole women's shelf. I've got a shelf that's just messed. Almost two shelves about the size of this shelf right here. No, right here. Two shelves the size of these, full of John Cena.
That's amazing. Can you remember the first wrestling figure you got, Stephen?
Yes. It wasn't the first wrestler. It was the first two, because it came in a battle pack. WrestleMania, The Rock versus John Cena, which I messed up.
How'd you mess it up?
Because I was a little bit younger, and my brother Anthony was going to leave. And my brother Anthony, I really like. I really love playing with him, playing hide and seek and all that. So I got him to sign it with a Sharpie.
Oh.
Yep. Biggest mistake of my life.
Oh, hey, you won't do it again, though, will you?
No.
That's it. Well, life's all about lessons, Stephen. Life's all about lessons.
Learn from your mistakes.
Exactly. Do you have a favorite wrestling figure, Stephen?
My box favorite is a Slim Jim Macho Man that I got, that was a Comic-Con exclusive.
Wow.
And my unboxed would either be I do have a John Cena prototype.
Oh, really? As prototype from 2002?
No, I have a prototype.
Oh, as in one that hasn't been released. I thought you meant like his gimmick from back in the day. So
it might be released, but it's an actual prototype.
Wow.
Or haven't painted or anything.
How did you get that?
Well, Mum, let's just say Mum played a lot of money.
Oh, your Mum sounds like a good one. Your Mum sounds like a good one.
I'm telling you to get it so I can show you.
I'm going to take a look at the prototype, John Cena.
The only thing that's painted on it is the trunks.
And everything else is unpainted. Here it is. Oh, look at that. That's pretty
and
cool.
Look, at the back, there's a marking from when they were making it to show what series it's from.
Oh, wow. Oh, that's a bit good. I like that, Stephen. That's an amazing collection. That's amazing. Like,
don't forget Edge.
Oh, we mustn't forget your mate Ed, your friend Edge. We've seen. That's amazing. Hey, look, we're going to talk more about your figures and everything else.
There's one more. It's not the particular one, but it's whatever. Oh, I have two more. It's a Blue Page Michaels, Channing Decker, the actual man, Channing Decker. It's a custom made figure. Someone made it for me.
No way!
And this is not the exact one, but my other one broke.
Oh, how did it break?
The TNT Cody.
Oh!
It broke because, like, when you're bending the arms like this, right?
Mm-hmm.
The it's like the plastic, it looked like the plastic one melting, but it actually wasn't. But so it broke. The joint broke.
Cody,
and here's the pants Shawn Michaels.
Amazing.
With the ladder.
Oh, it's got the red ladder and everything. That's very cool.
I got one open in one box.
You want to keep, you want to keep the box one nice and fresh, don't
no,
you?
No, I've got two.
Got two? Jeez.
Want to open one box.
You got the best collection I've ever seen. That's amazing. That's amazing.
I get that from a lot of people.
Well, tell you what, you don't hear from a lot of people. We want to talk about three wrestling matches today that you would watch if you were stranded on a desert island, Stephen. We're going to send you to a desert island.
I prepared for this.
You're ready for this. He's a pro. The boy's a pro. So, Stephen, what would you like your first wrestling match to be on the island?
Kenning Decker versus Sabu.
Okay. Well, so why this one? Why this one?
From Great Time Wrestling, go check out their YouTube channel. That's one. Two, this one is because I was actually there. That's one. I was there, and they were flying off the balcony. They had red stuff in their body everywhere.
Amazing. So when did you go and watch this? Can you remember when you watched it? Where?
2019 is my guess. 2018.
Were you at the front for that one? Did you get up close and personal?
I'm at the front for almost every indie wrestling show. No, I was in second row. 2019. And I was in second row. I think I was in first. And they actually flew on top of chairs. Like where people sat on.
Wow. That must have been cool to see. So is this an indie promotion you go to all the time?
If it's considering it's Greetown, it's one of my main shows.
Yeah. Do you go there? And Decker's one of your favorites, isn't he?
Yeah.
Why do we like Decker?
Because he's hardcore, the most hardcore person I've ever seen in the indie wrestling.
You've met a lot of amazing wrestlers. Have you had a chance to meet and interview Decker?
He wants to do it in person.
Oh, that's cool. That's cool. So next time you're I bet you've missed the wrestling. Has everything been shut down where you are? So you haven't had a chance to go.
I've been to one wrestling show in a year. I'm not going to say what, because it was non-televised. It was televised.
You've been only one. It's been weird, hasn't it? Not being able to go to the wrestling. Just been sat at home.
Only 1.5 week to go. Tell you to go to a Dusty show.
Is there a match from that you're looking forward to?
I don't know the card.
It's going to be a nice surprise.
No way Jose is going to be there, though.
Who
and
is?
And so is Santino.
Santino. Now, I've seen you've got the Cobra Claw. And do we like Santino?
And it's also signed.
Oh.
And No Way Jose is going to be there.
Who is?
Yes, I like Santino.
Ah, Santino's brilliant. Have you watched the Royal Rumble that he was in, where he was under the ring?
He ran into the ring and then came like, nope, get out. Nope, you ain't coming in this ring.
That was
great.
I wasn't ready. you've interviewed some amazing wrestlers for your YouTube channel. Who has been your favorite so far?
Okay. Interviews are like my kids. I can't have a favorite.
Oh, that's a good answer. That's a very mature answer. Okay, who was the first? Okay, let's change it up then. Who was the first person that you got to interview?
That one is easy. It was Tyson Kidd, TJ Wilson, or Chris Van Vliet. I can't really remember. Chris was first, Mom says.
Chris Van Vliet, was that?
Yep. And impromptu with Roman.
Chris Van Vliet, he's a very snappy dresser, isn't he, Chris Van Vliet? He always dresses very well. He wears lovely suits. I like Chris Van Vliet. He dresses very well. What did you think of Chris Van Vliet?
That interview was one of my favorites.
Yeah.
All of them are my favorite, but like, oh my God. I love that interview because we were just talking and we know each other so well. So yeah.
He's a good lad. He's a good lad. It's Chris Van Vliet. We've had him here on this show as well. And he's full of amazing stories. He's very, very cool.
Sorry for touching my mouth. It's just I have a loose tooth.
That's okay. Is it how loose is it? Is it going to come out any day now?
Well, it's getting very loose because I've been biting on it.
My dad used to do a thing where he'd go, oh, can I just see how loose your tooth is?
And he put his hand over my tooth like this.
And he ripped it out.
And he went, that's it. He just pulled it straight out. I was like, what did you do that for, Dad? Honestly. Have you thought about pulling it out? Are you going to pull it out?
I can't. I have to wait until I have to fall, though. Mum doesn't want to see that much, if you would.
You keep that, yeah. You'd keep that safe. So are you having something soft for dinner later? You don't want to eat anything too hard.
I eat whatever I want, no matter what.
Oh, right. What's your favorite thing to eat for dinner?
Well, mainly it's been hot dogs, but I switch it up sometimes.
Yeah, yeah. What you have on a hot dog?
Oh, I had ketchup with cheese on the bottom.
Nice, nice, nice. I like that a lot. That's nice.
I'm thinking of trying one where it's actually wrapped in cheese with ketchup on top.
See, we haven't got Walmart over here in the UK, so I don't know what this is. I've not seen this before.
So you can just get some cheese, like, you know, those square cheese.
Ah, yes, the I think the dairy.
You get a hot dog that you cooked. You put it under. You put the ketchup on in a bun. Put it in the microwave for a few seconds to get the cheese melted. Boom.
Oh, that sounds lovely. That sounds nice. Will you launch a cooking channel at some point as well as a wrestling one? And make hot
probably
dogs
a gaming one, but not a cooking one.
What gaming?
My brother's sanctuary.
Ah, that's fair enough. That's fair enough. Is your brother into that then?
No, he does cooking classes.
Oh wow, that's exciting.
He cooks a lot of meals, but not for me, because I'm a picky eater.
You sound like, yeah, hot dogs and cheese is the way to go.
The only thing I've eaten from is probably his pasta.
Yeah, what sort of pasta?
Oh, it's just gluten-free pasta, so my mom can eat it.
Nice. That's fair enough. That's...
Now she can't eat it because she's going on a keto diet.
All right. That's fair enough. With the gaming, so you want to launch a gaming channel. What games are you playing at the moment, Stephen?
Oh, well, we have a few videos. Can I tell them about some videos that we haven't released yet? Well, we have a few gaming videos with Daddy Mysterio.
Oh, wow.
It still hasn't come out just yet with 2K20.
So you're playing 2K20 with him?
Yep.
That's very cool.
One thing that I do play is F-Night.
What's that game about? Because I'm very old. You have to bear with me.
Fortnite, pretty much. That'll be one of the games.
That's cool. But it's your YouTube stuff's gone really, like, I can't get over how far you've traveled with it. Like, you've interviewed some amazing wrestlers. You've got so many subscribers on there. Is there people that you still want to interview? Is there anybody that you're still trying to get an interview with?
Well, John Cena is one. Bianca Belair is one of them for sure.
Yeah.
Cody Rhodes, I want a part 2. Dustin Rhodes, Jericho, definitely not the Chihuahua. Darby Allin.
Loads of people then. You got to get to an AEW.
Seth Rollins, Becky Lynch. Loads of people.
Amazing. Let's go to your second match. What Karrion would you like?
Cross.
Oh, Karrion Cross. What do you make of Karrion Cross on Monday Night Raw? Because he's had a bit of a funny old time on Raw, hasn't he, Karrion Cross?
Yeah, but one thing I was really upset about, because Jeff Hardy's been like a jobber for months, but he beat Karrion Cross in like 2 minutes. Really? No, just no.
That's it. No. It's true. Like, I just, apparently I heard that if Jeff Hardy had been on Raw last week, that he was going to beat Karrion Cross again.
What?
I know. And instead, no. I know. That's the face I pulled. That's the face I pulled.
He whooped Keith Lee's ass and they just do that to him? No.
It was, but thing is, right? And Stephen, I hope you answer this question correctly.
He whooped Keith Lee's ass, but like he battled through it.
Oh, yeah, he did. I didn't like seeing Keith Lee getting beaten up.
If it was from Karrion Kross, I didn't like either, but I still like Karrion Kross. I'm sorry.
Yeah, I like Karrion Kross and I like Keith Lee, but I didn't like seeing Keith Lee. I could tell you this. You met some amazing wrestlers. I got to meet Keith Lee a few years ago when he was here in the UK. He has got a really strong handshake. If you ever shake his hand, he's got a really strong handshake. Be ready for that. Just a warning. Strong handshake on that man. He really has.
Oh, we'll be strong back.
You will be strong back to Keith Lee. Remember this conversation. remembers this conversation, young man. Your second match, what would you like it to be?
It wasn't a Stampede match against the Pinnacle in the Inner Circle.
Okay.
But I had to put Chain Decker and Sabu in. So I'm going to put John Cena as JBL in the I Quit match.
Brilliant call. So that's 2005?
I love how hardcore it was because you could see John Cena's red stuff in his body all the way down to his chest.
That was a very, very gory match, wasn't it? Are you all right watching like the blood and the guts and all that stuff? Doesn't make you feel a bit sick or anything? You're pretty tough, aren't you? You're a tough
never,
one.
Ever say something was too much for me. If it was hardcore.
Yes! He will kill you! Steven will come at you with a... Do you know what? I bet if you were in there with Nick Gage, you'd come at him with a pizza slice, wouldn't you?
Maybe two.
Two pizza slices! Both like that.
I need a pizza. A Nick Gage pizza.
A Nick Gage flavored pizza. Why have you picked John Cena versus JBL from Judgment Day? Is it the red stuff? Is it the hardcore? Or is there another reason?
I love that John Cena fought through everything that he threw at him, and he still won the match. Was everything on him? Crazy.
He's what do you make of John Cena coming back? Are you excited to see him back?
Yeah, but before he signed the contract, before I watched SmackDown, I was like, it's so stupid. He hasn't fought once this whole thing.
It's this true. Even,
like he's like a former Hall of Fame. He's gonna be a Hall of Famer. He's gonna be inducted soon.
Oh, it's gotta be. He's gotta be.
He hasn't fought once, really. You're going back for the summer. Do it while you can.
Get back out there. Get wrestling again.
There's like a month left.
He's because Roman Reigns is fighting every week, and John Cena's not done anything.
Right.
You know? Are you sad?
I love John Cena, mm-hmm. but that Finn Balor rightfully deserved that contract.
Exactly. He did, didn't
because he? His Universal title got ripped away from him. He didn't get a chance to defend it because he had a shoulder injury.
It's true. I was excited to see Finn Balor versus Roman Reigns, and they took it away from us.
Dad, me, think it's going to be a triple threat match.
There's
three microphones on the table.
That would be very, very good. I'd like to see it. Because I don't think... Have we ever seen... You'll know, Stephen. You're a smart lad. Have we seen John Cena versus Finn Balor before?
Never.
We haven't, have we? I'm trying to think if we have or not.
No.
I don't think we have.
He retired before Finn Balor even came to the WWE, I think.
Hey, we've seen Finn Balor versus Roman Reigns before.
That was awesome. I like that match.
And who won that match?
I don't think I actually watched it, I think I have heard of it.
It was from Monday Night Raw. It was many years ago now.
I've seen some clips.
Yeah? Yeah, Finn Balor won that one. Finn Balor pinned Roman Reigns clean. No nonsense. No messing.
So Finn Balor would have won that match.
Finn Balor would have won. Finn Balor would have been Universal Champion if he faced Roman Reigns one-on-one. Genuinely would have been. He's very cool. I like him a lot. I like him a lot. What do you reckon to the rest of SummerSlam? Is there other matches for SummerSlam that you're excited about?
I haven't really read the card for SummerSlam. All I've seen is John Cena versus... John Cena versus Roman Reigns, but all I've seen is actually Finn Balor versus Roman Reigns.
One of the matches apparently is going to happen.
So, Mom said last year's Goldberg.
That was the one I was going to say. Bobby Lashley versus Goldberg.
Never mention that guy's name. No, never mention Oldberg's name in this house.
Steven, are you not a fan of Oldberg?
But the thing is, he's returning and trying to win the title. Your time is gone. I'm sorry. Let newcomers get their title shot.
It's true. It's really true. So are we hoping that Bobby Lashley just batters Goldberg?
John Cena, I know he's not going to win. He's passing the torch. That's one. Two, he's only back for the summer. So how is he going to defend the title if he's only back for the summer?
Exactly. He's not around for long enough, is he? And here's the thing. Here's the thing as well, Stephen. Here's the thing as well. And I was saying this at work, and I'm glad I can talk to like a proper wrestling fan about it now. Like, John Cena hasn't had any matches, but he is challenging Roman Reigns. Goldberg, the last match he had was
a WWE match,
and he lost.
So why is he coming back for Bobby Lashley? He's like the undefeated.
Why does he get another go?
Right? He's got all the matches that he's returned, it's been for the WWE title. Every single one.
It's ridiculous.
Unless it was The Fiend.
Oh, don't talk about The Fiend. It's too soon.
Yeah, see, I think it was... Okay, I know it was like a ratio of him quitting and him being released. But like, even if it wasn't him quitting, like, seriously, man, why would you do that? Then I'd be like, they messed up twice. First with Tommy End, and then and now Bray Wyatt. Bray Wyatt was one of the only things I was holding up their show.
They were so good. Are you excited to see more of Tommy End in AEW?
I like Tommy End, but Cody Rhodes first.
Oh, so is Cody winning on Wednesday night then?
Yes.
We like Cody in this house. We like Cody in this house. I want to talk about this because, I mean, you've talked about it with a lot of your wrestling friends as well. You are one of the toughest sons of a gun I've ever known. At a young age, you've had two operations on your brain already, haven't you, buddy?
Yep. So, and my neck.
And your neck as well. So for those who don't know, talk to us about...
Throat.
And your throat, gosh.
And my nose.
And your eyes?
No, and my nose.
And your trousers and your face.
Man, I've also had surgery. Let's see. Oh, tonsils, uvula, teeth twice.
You've had a lot going on, haven't you?
Yep.
How do you find, like, because you've talked a lot about the brain surgery and stuff that you've had. How are you feeling about it all now? How are you feeling today?
Good.
You feeling good?
No neck problems, none of that.
Amazing, amazing.
One thing that... Wait, I can't remember.
I get that sometimes. I get it.
It's called the brain fart.
Hey, I'll warn you. They only get worse as you get older. You have more of them.
Okay, so... When I was walking, it was a year after my first one. First brain surgery was a living hell. And then, so we were walking across by ourselves, Auntie Madison, our aunt, which is Mama's friend, at Costco, and was babysitting my little brother. We were walking from bus stop and all that, and they're like... So, Steven, you have to go for another brain surgery. I'm like, nope. Like, I'll buy you a wrestler. Nope. PlayStation 4, I'm listening.
Go on.
And the thing is, it wasn't as bad as the first one. I didn't know that. That's not my bad. That's not my fault. But I think it was the only reason why my neck was hurt so much from the first one was because it wasn't used to it.
It wasn't used to the surgery?
Nope. So I got a PlayStation 4 for only taking a prickly.
Hey, you got a PlayStation 4 out of it. So that's all right. That worked out quite nicely.
Two PlayStation 4s.
You got two PlayStation 4s. Did you just get two of everything?
Because a year after, I broke it.
How did you break your PlayStation 4?
I was trying to put a disc in and it went under the disc cover.
Oh, I get that actually, because the disc hole is quite thin, isn't it? So if you're not paying attention... it can go underneath the wrong bit, can't it? Mm-hmm. Yeah, if you're a bit sleepy, or maybe you've had too many adult beverages, you try to put a disc in. That may or may not have been what happened here. I can't tell you. Try and put the disc in, and it goes in the wrong place, and you.
No, I was just putting in a disc while I was watching television, and it went under the disc. Mm-hmm. So Dad had to travel for like 3, 5, 4 months to get another one.
Because they were very difficult to get hold of for a long time. So you did well to get two.
Now it's the PlayStation 5.
I haven't even tried to get one. Everywhere I look, everywhere's sold out still. I'm just waiting.
Mom and Dad are smart because I don't get the PlayStation 5 when it's just released. I wait until the next console's release because when some guy got it sent to him and it exploded in his face.
Blimey. So he got one. Your mom and dad, you know what? Your mom and dad sound pretty brilliant.
They are.
They are?
Yeah. Just one bad thing is I was a little bit bad yesterday because me and my brother were fighting after a video and now we can't go to the movies.
Why were you fighting?
We were just fighting. 12 figures was too many.
Brothers fight, don't they? They always have a little fight sometimes.
Yeah.
Are you friends now?
So just gave Mama a mental breakdown. She took away the movies.
Are you two friends now, though? Have you two made friends?
Yeah.
Yeah, there's a little cheeky smile there, so I think everything's all right. I think
it's... No, Mom said to smile.
to quote my nanny Doris, you're all pals at the palace now.
We are friends with my brother, so I'm happy.
Yeah? Do you get all...
And plus, we can still earn back the movie theater. We just have to wait a week.
You just got to be good for a week now. No fighting. Don't break any more PlayStations. Get through this week and you can go to the cinema. You can go with the movies.
I'm going to be good all week.
That's it. That's good.
I'm getting that movie theater whether they like it or not.
What are you going to see at the movies?
Oh, well, I was supposed to see Jungle Cruise, but I don't think it'll be in the movie theaters by then.
I think it might still be there. I think it might be on for a little
bit. Yeah, Mom's saying I can't pinky promise it, so I don't know.
Okay, no pinky promise, but maybe. But maybe. When you've had your operation, so you've had two operations now.
And I do not want to watch The Suicide Squad at all.
No.
If it's out and Jungle Cruise is not, I'm not going to the movie theaters that day. It's not happening. No. I'm not watching Suicide Squad.
No, even though
John Cena's in it, but no.
I was going to say, even though John Cena's in it, you don't want to see it?
No.
Why not?
It'll be a waste of a movie theater. I don't want to see it.
It looks all right. I don't want to see it.
I want to see Jungle Cruise or Boss Baby. That's it.
Nice, nice. Jungle Cruise with The Rock in it. Hey, he'd be a good interview, wouldn't he? Get The Rock on your show. Be good to get The Rock on, wouldn't he? Yeah. Do we reckon The Rock would do it?
You should pray.
That'd be good, wouldn't it, if we can get The Rock on your show.
You can pray.
Where I'll fall and pray, like Karrion Kross.
Fall and pray.
Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile. With the price of just about everything going up during inflation, we thought we'd bring our prices down. So to help us, we brought in a reverse auctioneer, which is apparently a thing.
Mint Mobile Unlimited Premium Wireless. How to get 30, 30, how to get 30, how to get 20, 20, 20, how to get 20, 20, how to get 15, 15, 15, 15, just $15 a month? Sold!
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
Tired of ads interfering with your favorite sports podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Stay ahead of the game by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/sportsadfree. That's amazon.com/sportsadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Cool fact, a crocodile can't stick out its tongue. Also, you can get health insurance for a month or just under a year in some states. UnitedHealthcare short-term insurance plans, underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, offer flexible, budget-friendly coverage for you. Learn more at uh1.com.
So you got one more match then, Stephen. What would you like your third match to be?
Money in the Bank, men's Money in the Bank. I know it's not supposed to be a pay-per-view, so it's like and with men's and women's because it's attached. You know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
But if I had to pick one, I would pick men's from 2020 because men's had more appearances, it was a little bit more humorous and all that. So and two people got thrown off a roof.
So the men's Money in the Bank ladder match from last year, the one where they were going through,
yes,
through Titan Towers, through WWE headquarters. That was fun, wasn't it? That was a fun match. Who is it?
I'm sad that they won't bring it back anymore.
Who was your favorite? You said there's lots of surprises. Did you have a favorite little surprise during that match?
I wanted thing. A favorite appearance.
Mm.
Well, there was I Love You.
Oh, Brother Love.
I don't really know.
Because they were a lot of older guys. But you've got an amazing wrestling knowledge. But I don't know whether, because I remember I'm old enough to remember Brother Love first time round, when like he was on the telly every week. I'm that old, and I remember seeing him, and I remember seeing, I remember John Laurinaitis when he was the Raw, the general manager of Raw and SmackDown, with his weird voice. Yeah, it was good. That was good. That one, the Money in the Bank. Would you like them to do more matches like that, or are you sick of those? Yeah. You've said in interviews before that you want to get into WWE, don't you?
Mm-hmm.
What would you like to do in WWE?
Get the Warrior Award.
Nice. That's a good shout. Do we? And would you want to work for the company as well, as like a referee or a manager or?
Probably a backstage producer, because I get to see my good friend Tyson Kidd.
Your bestest friend Tyson Kidd.
One of my good friends.
That's nice. That's nice. I like that.
I wouldn't say my best friend, because I have an actual best friend in real life.
Who's your best friend in real life?
Well, it's not a WWE superstar. It's not a wrestler. It's just a friend.
Okay. How'd you know him?
Well, we were in grade 2 and we just clicked.
Yeah?
We jokes. We loved each other.
Does he live nearby, or do you only see him when you get to school?
You used to live by, but we had to move.
Right, fair enough. What classes were you in together?
We were only in class. That's it. There was no different classes. It was just class.
You've just got the class, haven't you? I forget you've got all that good stuff to come, yeah, haven't you?
I'm in grade 5.
That's it. What do you want to do? You've said you want to win the Warrior Award. You said you might want to do stuff in wrestling. Is there anything else you'd like to do when you get older?
Well, my dream was to be a referee, but I don't know anymore because I might get hurt.
Hmm. What are you, in case a wrestler bashes into you or anything like that?
Yeah. Did you see when someone got the Superman punch down to him?
Yeah, I think they get knocked around quite a bit, don't they? Those poor referees. You might get a bit of that. Is there anything not in wrestling that you'd like to do? I know you said your brother does a lot of cooking.
I used to want to be a police officer.
Do you not want to be a police officer anymore?
Not really, because there's wrestling, and I want to play wrestling interview and stuff, a wrestling story, but police officer is also, you could get shot, there could be a fire that you get lost in, anything could happen.
Yeah, that's true. But like hopefully, like as we're hoping, that the wrestling stuff you're doing is going to keep going, because your channel's getting bigger and bigger. And as we're coming to the end of our chat today, Stephen, I would like you to plug your channel. Tell us where we can find you. Tell us what's coming up. Tell us all the exciting things that you're doing. Go for it.
So you can find me on YouTube, Stephen's Wrestling Journey. Oh, oopsie. Find me on YouTube, Stephen's Wrestling Journey. We have part 2 of Edge coming up soon. Golf Figures coming up. And Beth Phoenix is coming up.
Wow, that'd be cool.
Glenn is on. So go check out my channel if you want to see any of those videos. And I also have some old videos where it's with Chris Van Vliet, Roman Reigns, Kevin Owens, which got me in the bump, Matt Camp, Ryan, I can't remember the other's name, Kayla. How is he one of my favorites, but I can't remember his name.
You've got loads of people on there, though. I'm surprised you can't remember them all. There's so many on there. It's ace. It's brilliant. And you're on Twitter as well, aren't you, if people want to have a chat with you on Twitter?
And Instagram.
And on the Instagram, and he's doing the gram as well. Where can people find you on the gram and the Twitter, as the kids say?
Well, I think it's Stephen's Wrestling Journey.
That's it. I think that's the one I've got on here. There's a link in the bio underneath. Stephen, that's the end of our chat today. It's been really lovely to chat to you. I said it on Twitter. I stand by it. I think that for a man your age, you are a phenomenal interviewer. You are excellent at what you do. And when my time is up, then I will gladly let you take over this show and you can carry it on for me. I think it's in good hands with you, Stephen. But not yet, though. I'm not quite done yet. I need a few more years. Don't take it just yet. And don't pull that tooth out before you've had your dinner. Don't do it! Don't do it!
I'm going to attach a string to a door and flame it.
Tired of ads interfering with your favorite sports podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Stay ahead of the game by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/sportsadfree. That's amazon.com/sportsadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Hi, I'm Daniel, founder of Pretty Litter. Cats and cat owners deserve better than any old-fashioned litter. That's why I teamed up with scientists and veterinarians to create Pretty Litter. Its innovative crystal formula has superior odor control and weighs up to 80% less than clay litter. Pretty Litter even monitors health by changing colors to help detect early signs of potential illness. It's the world's smartest kitty litter.
Go to prettylitter.com and use code ACAST for 20% off your first order and a free cat toy. Terms and conditions apply. See site for details.
For all the wrestling headlines in just 10 minutes, search Cultaholic Wrestling News on Apple, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts from.